Well, May is Melanoma Awareness Month, and two of the UK's leading skin cancer charities have united to increase awareness of the devastating effects of sun damage to the skin and to raise vital funds for both the charities. And I'm joined on the line by Jane Pennington. Jane is the fundraising manager, marketing and fundraising manager for Melanoma Focus. Hi, Jane.
Hello there. Hi, Neil. Thanks for having me on.
No, pleasure. Thanks for being on the line. First of all, just to clear this up for anybody who doesn't know, what is the difference between melanoma and skin cancer?
Well, melanoma is one form of skin cancer, and actually it's the most serious form of skin cancer. It can occur anywhere in the body, unfortunately, and can affect any one of us. So there are certain signs that we watch out for, and this campaign is all about trying to spread awareness of what we ourselves might be looking out for in our skins and how to take the very best care of our skins as well in order to avoid this kind of cancer. In fact, at the moment, it's the fifth most common form of cancer in the UK. So it's probably much more widespread than people like to think, unfortunately.
Yeah, indeed. And of course, one of the side effects of all this working from home we're doing, a lot of people I speak to, oh yes, well, I managed to get some time in the garden today. And we have had really nice weather. I'm guessing it can be that easy, can it? Just not protecting yourself in the sort of sunshine we've been having.
Well, that's absolutely it. It's absolutely imperative that we all pay attention to our skin and protect ourselves as much as possible. It's really both the UVA and the UVB ultraviolet light that does cause the problems, and the sunscreens that we all know, and hopefully we've developed good habits, we need to be applying that to create that barrier. Basically, as soon as you start to get sunburnt, you're at huge risk of melanoma. And, you know, the more times you get sunburnt, the worse that is as well. So our great message out there is to take great care of your skin. And we've got lots of information on how to do that properly as well.
Right. OK. And that's the work of Melanoma Focus, is it really? Raising awareness?
Well, we raise awareness, but we also raise funds to fund research projects in a number of universities and with collaborators. We fund the Melanoma Helpline, which is a huge resource at the moment. Everybody's seeing great increases in the number of calls to helplines. So we run one specifically for melanoma sufferers or whoever's got a question about melanoma. If they think they're worried about a mole or are seeing changes to a mole, we really are encouraging people right now to make that call to the helpline. I can give you their number. It's 0808 801 0777. And our nurses, we've got specialist skin cancer nurses available to take people's calls. And they're really used to working with melanoma patients and giving information and signposting for every concern that people may have.
Okay, and I'm guessing as well, it's like everything with when the cancer word gets mentioned, the sooner you get it diagnosed, the better the chances of recovery and all this sort of thing. So do people worry about, oh, it's just a little spot, it's just a little mole? Should that really be checked pretty much whatever it is?
Yeah, I mean, if you're actually seeing changes in a mole, or if you've got a new mole or lesion that's you see on your skin, then that's really important to make a note of it. And, you know, if you're witnessing it changing or it looks peculiar, then that's a real sign that you should go and see your GP. And that's our sort of key thing, really. We're saying if it looks funny, if you're worried about it at all, go and see your GP. There are certain characteristics that we are get people to look for, whether it's changing shape, whether it's got different colours, whether it's asymmetrical, lots of different hints that might give you those clues. And we do special skin check leaflets that are available as well. So we're here for everybody to come and ask those questions and contact us for information.
Excellent, excellent. All right. Now, as you're saying, May is Melanoma Awareness Month. And I guess whenever you have an awareness month, it's a major opportunity to fundraise and raise awareness for you. I know you've been doing the 100 Miles in May challenge for the past few years, but I'm guessing you perhaps that's got to be a bit different this year, is it?
Well, it is a bit different. I mean, it's different in lots and lots of ways. We started it a few years ago in 2018 and had, you know, a few people take part. But actually, it's grown immensely. And this year we've partnered with another skin cancer charity called Skin. And together, we felt that we were very much stronger together this year, and, you know, particularly, and they do such terrific work on skin cancer awareness as well. They do courses and educate beauticians and hairdressers and workplaces and also schools. So they do an absolutely terrific job. And we sort of represent, you know, the more perhaps the more academic side and the research side. So we've got between us, we've got this fantastic sort of package that we can that people want to be able to support. So that's absolutely amazing. And this year, I'm so thrilled. We've got nearly 50 people signing up just for this month alone. So, and it's increasing all the time because we're now, this is our adjustment to COVID-19. We've actually extended our challenge to the end of September. So the people's own circumstances change, you know, if they are having to isolate and not actually even do their exercise outdoors, they can now take part in another month as well. So that's really great. We've been able to extend it, and you know, hopefully even more people will take part in that as well, because obviously, even though it's Melanoma Awareness Month specifically in May, and that's a big international thing online, you know, the sunshine keeps beaming down on us throughout the summer, and UV radiation is always a problem. So we should always be aware of all these signs and signals that, might cause us to go to the GP and be more cancer aware.
Okay, all right. Well, absolutely. And as you say, if we have a decent summer like we've had over the past few years from time to time, this is something that, you know, you do need to be aware of at the start of the summer so that you don't suddenly get caught out by the end.
It's all year round. It's, yeah. You know, if you think about sort of my, you know, I know people who go out on their bikes, and I know people who play golf a lot. And, you know, even without the sun beaming down, they can come back after a day out and, you know, you've got that red sort of burn anyway, you know. Yeah. And it's beaming through the clouds.
Yeah, so my mother always used to say it's the cloudy days, you know, hazy days are the ones you have to watch out for.
That's it. So actually wearing a sunscreen all the time is a really good habit to get into.
Okay. All right. So 100 miles in May, what do people have to do?
They have to undertake within government guidelines, because this is the way we all are at the moment.
Sure.
We're asking people to adhere to the government guidelines, but it's basically doing the equivalent of 3 miles a day. But of course, you know, if you're on your Peloton or your indoor training kind of equipment, you might be running more than that or something. But basically, the idea is that you could complete 100 miles over the course of the month, set up a fundraising page, ask all your friends and family and colleagues and so on to sponsor the charity, sponsor you for the charities, both Skin and Melanoma Focus, over the course of that month. And hopefully join us raising melanoma awareness online by posting your own messages and lots of hints and tips along the way, and help us promote the melanoma awareness campaign overall. And hopefully we'll do both, raise funds for the charities, which are absolutely essential at this point in time, as everybody knows, and raise awareness as we go.
Okay. Do people need to register ahead or just set up the online donations page?
So if they'd like to contact me directly, that would be amazing. And I can send that. I've got lots of packs and information to send out to people. So my email is jane@melanomafocus.com. And it's also all up on our website. So again, that's melanomafocus.com. on the internet.
Fantastic, fantastic. And just a reminder before you go, Jane, because this whole idea of the melanoma helpline, you know, people should be, I know we're all talking about COVID-19, there's plenty of other things that can get you. It's not just this one virus. So if people are wanting to check, just remind us again of that melanoma helpline number.
Yes, so the melanoma helpline is there for anybody with a concern about a change in a mole or their treatment, or if they're missing their appointments. The telephone number to call is 0808 801 0777. Hi. And our nurse is there to take your calls.
Lovely. Thank you for that then, Jane. And we'll keep in touch throughout the month and we'll find out how you're doing. But excellent work. Keep up the good work. Stay safe and thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Neil. That's great. Bye.